Hey, you, are you successful? Think about it. What the hell does it even mean? For some people, it might be kicking the winning goal after the siren. For someone else, it might be a holiday home in Byron Bay. For someone else, it might be fame and fortune. The thing is, we get caught up in this idea of success and we don't even really know what it is. So we're going to pull, prod and poke what success actually means by talking to people who've achieved it. It's Success the Podcast, and it's available on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
When we started Phoebe's Fall, I guess we didn't quite know where it would end or what, if anything, would come out of it.
Well, we're halfway through our series now, and there's been a bit of movement on several levels. People have made contact with us confidentially to talk about, I guess, some of the actions of different people involved in Phoebe's life and past histories, and there are some lines of inquiry that may lead us somewhere there that we're still following up. And on a broader or on a bigger level, we've seen a bit of political movement there with the Victorian opposition Shadow Attorney General John Pesutto coming out and saying he'd change the laws around appealing coronial findings to make it easier for families to take that sort of action.
At the moment, it's pretty restrictive and difficult for families to challenge something that a coroner finds.
That's right. Even the opposition, in John Pesutto talking last week, said that that finding by Peter White was, quote, difficult to comprehend. But to challenge a finding like that right now in Victoria, you need to find a perverse error in law, and that's not an easy thing to do.
Natalie actually got some advice, didn't she, on the question of challenging the finding?
She did. She got some advice from a top QC in Melbourne who told her that, yes, in his opinion, the finding was clearly wrong, that an open finding was the way to go. But because of the narrowness of the Victorian laws at the moment on challenging an appeal, challenging a finding, he advised her not to. And he advised her that if she tried to and lost, she could be up for tens of thousands of dollars in costs.
And meantime, if anybody wants to contact us with tips of their own or if they have any more information, Richard's email address is rbaker@fairfaxmedia.com.au. I'm mbatchelard@fairfaxmedia.com.au, or on the Phoebe's Fall website, which is theage.com.au/Phoebe's Fall, there is a confidential tips link.
And don't forget, episode 4 of Phoebe's Fall will be out very soon. This episode's going to take apart what seems a very flawed police investigation that wrote off Phoebe's death very quickly as a suicide.